car, you far from.
This one, right? It's kind of a bop.
Who you going scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Now, how come your talk turned cold? Gain the whole world for the price of your soul. Trying to grab hold of what you can't control. Now you all lost for the sight to behold. Wisdom is better than silver and gold. I was hopeless, now I'm on hope. Every man wanna act like he's exempt. Need to get down on his knees and repent. Can't slick talk on the day of judgment. The movement's similar to a serpent. Try to play straight, how your whole style been? Consequences, no coincidence. Hypocrites always wanna play innocent. Always wanna take it to the full out extent. Always wanna make it seem like good intent. Never wanna face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't wanna hear my opinion. There come many paths and you must choose. And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. See, you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one.
You might win some, but you really lost one. You just lost one. It's so silly. How come when it's all
It kind of lost me towards the end there. Oh, I can't hear myself. Hopefully you guys can hear me. I see the levels peaking, so I'm just going to assume that you guys can hear me, but that is really unfortunate that I cannot. There I am. would you believe that I had the volume turned down in the headphones? But I could hear the music, so that was really weird. Anyway, maybe I'm just quieter, more quiet than the music. While we're getting started here, I will play a G. Jones track, because we have played frighteningly little G. Jones on this show for how into him I am. Like, I play his music a lot. Probably one of my top artists, or definitely one of my top artists. I think he was number 4 this last year for, like, Spotify rap stuff. This is off of his Paths album. I picked one of the more energetic ones. A lot of this is a lot more, like, soundscapey, a little bit more ambient, but this one definitely explodes, and I love the glitches and, like, all the, it's just, like, pure chaos at about, like, 2-ish minutes in, I think. You'll know when it hits. It just, it's such a beautiful swell of sound. I love it so, so much. So here is, oh, wait. I've only been doing this for like 10 years. That's not true. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Diego. We're working on the show name, maybe, who knows. And here is Maybe by G. Jones off of his album Paths.
We'll be right back.
killer song. I love it. It's so good. I say that after every single track. I said this last show too, but let's just call it the show motif or something. I will express my passion for things without fear or something. Yeah, that was Maybe by G. Jones. I really like the whole Paths album. You should definitely check it out if that kind of sound or noise or whatever you want to call it is your style. I'm still very highly contemplating whether or not I'm going to go see him in Tennessee in around July. But I have spent an egregious amount of money on concerts recently. Like, it's definitely, like, not a ton. Like, people spend this kind of money on themselves all the time, and I'm just not super used to it yet. But I'm excited for all the concerts I've got lined up. I'm gonna see, I just got Steven Sanchez today. I got Conan Gray and Maisie Peters together. That's gonna be in September. I'm seeing Porter for his world tour and seeing Seven Lions for his throwback set and gonna see San Holo on a boat. That sounds really sick. We're going full party mode. Okay, these are spread out over like 6 months, but also not exactly full party mode with Steven Sanchez, but whatever, you get the vibe. Basically, yeah, all of my tech money is just going straight into Ticketmaster, which stinks because I don't really like Ticketmaster that much, but it's fine. I'm sure they're getting only like probably an egregious amount of money too. I said egregious twice this show. Well, now thrice, but anyway. While I'm trying to figure out also, there's like a DJ chat if you go on the WMFO channel. Website, there is like a chat and you can like anonymously chat and there's a login for the WMFO person or like the DJ, that would be me, but I have forgotten the password, and by that I mean like it was on a post-it note and the post-it note is gone, and it was like really long. I was not going to dedicate it to memory regardless of how simple it might have been for me. Okay, anyway, let's get something else in here. I want to talk about this track. I don't know how I came across it. It was most definitely in like an Instagram reel or maybe just while I was like crate digging, because I've added a lot of music in the past like week. Like this past week, I think I found like over 300 songs. It's crazy. But I was really digging. I was feeling inspired. So we dug into it. But this track by Tommy Richmond is called Million Dollar Baby, and you've probably heard it by now, because it is really popular, like it is blowing up. I don't know if I would say it's like really popular yet, but I think it is going to be. As soon as it kind of came out and I heard it, I was like, this is going to be like song of the summer, guaranteed. And since it has come out, it has 15 million listens. But he used to only have 1 million monthly listeners. Now he has 5 million because everyone's finding him through this song. When I found the song, it was at 1 million listens. And by the end of that day, it was at 3 million. So like it already superseded all of his monthly listeners and then tripled. He's going to the moon with this track for sure. I think it's a great vibe. He has a weird like VHS edit of it as well that makes it like really like crunchy and staticky. It's kind of nice, but it's not really like a lo-fi vibe. It's just like definitely just like more distorted. So I like the original a little bit more. It's definitely a much smoother vibe, and I think it fits the lyrics and the scope of the song a little bit better, because the whole song kind of just seems like he's just like vibing, and like if people want to catch on with it, they can, and if they don't, like whatever. But he's been here for a while and he's just gonna keep doing his thing. And it's like very fun to see that kind of song be the one that makes him blow up, because it's like, okay, yeah, if you just do your thing, like sometimes it works. And I think it worked for him. So this is Million Dollar Baby by Tommy Richmond. I've been bopping to this one all week. Hopefully you guys are too. Here it goes.
Do what I should, man. Point, point, baby. Do what I could, man. Point, point, baby. Do what I should, man. Point, point, baby. Do what I could, man. Point, 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 baby. Do what I should, man. Point, baby. Do what I could, man. Point, 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 baby. Do what I should, man. Point, point, baby.
Thank you. scandal. Showed around my friends. Try to pick some energy up. It don't matter. I know you haven't moved on. If you try, I don't believe it, baby. I know you lied all night long. What you mean I changed? I stayed the same. Had me losing my mind. Said the city is mine.
What a vibe, dude. I love his voice so much. It sounds so clean. I love like his high notes too. Oh gosh, I just activated the wrong button. Okay, there we go. Sorry, me when I'm Dr. Doofenshmirtz. That was pretty good off the dome piece. Okay, anyway. I can't figure out what the login is, so I just made it fake DJ account, lol. Come talk if you want. I don't know. We can talk about music. Or just text me if you have my number, and then I'll talk to you there. Oh, wow, I'm getting texts. That's crazy. Okay. Let's see. There's no vibe this time. There's definitely stuff I want to play, but there's, like, it's all over the place. Let's start with this start. It's the third track. He says over and over and over again, let's do the Guy Arthur and Ciampa track. Let's get like some real good energy in here. This is a steezer. This track goes crazy. The call and response in the drop is really nice. And the second drop is really, really cool. It kind of goes more into like a warehouse, like fake out, like really high tech energy. Who knows what I'm saying at this point? It's all gobbledygook. Wow, that was a very Richard Townsend moment if you've ever taken a class with that fine fellow. Anyway, this is Light It Up by Guy Arthur and Ciampa. Stay tuned to this label, by the way. Ciampa has been really dropping some great stuff and like a little, like definitely very electronic and very in line with like Tokyo Machine style because he owns the label. But there's some variety on there too. There's like, this is a very high energy song, but there's also some really nice like vibey ones, especially the ones with Milk or Half an Orange or Memi Dofu. So anyway, check it out, I guess, if you want. But this one has a lot of energy, so let's get into it. Here is Light It Up by Guy Arthur and Ciampa.
Have a solid time!
Killer track. I did it again. I said killer track. Yeah, I love that one. It's very cool. It has like a halftime beat on the very faster, like warehouse kind of groove, and that's very interesting. Also, I could tell, I didn't even know that if the DJ chat, like, someone sent a dog, and I like knew who it was from just that. And then I responded to them, and then they sent another message, and it only further confirmed my intuition. I see everything and know all, basically, is what I'm trying to say. But yeah, that was that one. Really high energy. I dig it. Maybe let's keep the energy up for a little bit while we're here. I want to play this copycat track called Lowride. I think it'll also fit kind of well into like following after this previous track, because that has a lot of like percussive sound design in it. You know, the like tung tung, you know, you hear me, you know what I'm talking about. Copycat has like a really cool rhythm in this that or like a melody actually that kind of comes out of nowhere from like the percussion, which is really cool. And also I was doing some like, I was just like, whenever I'm at work now, I just like at lunch I grab my food and go to my office and like watch music tutorials and stuff, because I'm really trying to just like maximize as much time as I can at work where I'm not doing work, frankly. Like, that's not exactly the way I want to put it, but I'm trying to like double use my time as much as possible. So like whenever I'm in a meeting that like doesn't really matter, I'm reading other stuff, and like at lunchtime I'm watching videos, at my morning breakfast like watching a video or something, because I'm just really interested in it. It's so cool. And anyway, Copycat does this really cool thing with his sub basses where like basically a sub bass is just supposed to add like a lot of volume to your track, and not in terms of like the what you hear, and more of like the girth, like what you feel. Like the sub bass is what's really hitting your like da-da-da-da, you know, your chest, and that's what da-da-da-da means. And he, to make space for his sub bass in the mix and to make room for his like lower frequency sounds like drums, like he has a really low kick in this one, he removes the fundamental from the tone and like completely, and relies on the fact that your brain is like capable of figuring out what the tone of the sub bass would be without the fundamental regardless. So if you're like really big into music or sounds and stuff, that should be incredible to you. Like, that should be really weird. That's like he's music producing, but like not just taking advantage of like modern day technology. Like, this is a thing that our brains have like just become accustomed to doing because they've heard so many tones and like associated it with things. He can actually remove tons of the sound, and then your brain will just fill it in because it's like expecting it to be there. So that means like he can make more room in the track for those actual sounds, and there's not a ton of stuff happening in the lower frequency range and like clashing and messing with the sounds and stuff. It's really cool. And when I heard that he was like doing that, I heard from a different producer that that's how he does it, like in a different tutorial or something. And it was just like mind blowing to think that like he thought of that. I don't know. It's like, that's really smart. And it makes his mix sound really clean, and I think you'll be able to hear that here. So here is Lowride from Copycat off of his Trash EP. This came out in 2021. I just kind of checked him out because I wanted to hear what that sub bass was like. You can hear it throughout this whole album. Really dig it. I really liked Trash, Dunk, Lowride, and Friday. Also, just as like a side note, all these like producers make these like crazy low-end like really really deep bass music, and then like the last song on these small EPs is always like the grooviest like vibey track you've ever heard. Like Friday, No K just did one at the end of his, it's like Only You or something, or Huk, I mean, and like Semi-Detached as well. I don't know, it's very cool. Anyway, here is, now that I've monologued for a long time, apologies. And I was just going to say, let's keep the energy up. And then I talked for like 10 minutes. Anyway, I'm not apologizing. This is my show. I can do whatever I want. And you guys tune in regardless. And maybe you don't, and maybe I'm in the void, but it's okay. I know that Ryan's listening, and I love him with my whole heart, and he'll listen to me all the time. Anyway, here's Low Ride. Here's something that you can actually work out to, King.
How about style?
Oh, style is...
What a tune, dude. Holy cow. And in the studio, that was, like, so full. I don't even know how to describe what was going on, but, like, every time the bass was, like, changing its note, different items in the studio would vibrate a little bit and, like, make noise based off of probably what I'm assuming that whatever they resonate with. That was really weird, though, because, like, whenever the bass was hitting at, like, a really low point, some of the, like, I don't know, like, the plastic cases of the CDs were, like, chattering or whatever, and then it would switch to a different note, and those would stop, and, like, the actual CDs on the table in front of me would start jittering and stuff. That was really weird. Cool, though. And the track was awesome, right? Like, it's such a killer track, and I love how he kind of uses that, like, percussive, like, wood block almost to get, like, a full kind of groove into it. Really cool. Playing a little bit with, like, some exponential rhythms in there, too. Really cool. Really fun stuff. On that note, with, like, very cool design... do we want to go cool design, or do we want to jump right into Prob Cause? Let's go into the cool design for now. I've been watching a lot of Mr. Bill. He's really cool. I think his brain also just, like, works really similarly to the way that my brain works, like, about what he cares about in, like, sound and, like, what he's trying to do and, like, the way he thinks about things and, like, I don't know. So, like, watching his videos has been really helpful for me. Like, I think stuff just clicks a little bit easier. And plus, he's been dropping videos for, like, 10 years now, so there is a lot of content. But he's great. I was playing a lot of Mechanomorphic, his most recent album, on the show probably a couple weeks ago, and so I was scouting out some of his other stuff, and this is on an album called Settling for Mediocrity. Love the album name. This is in 2016, so the The mastering might sound like a little bit different. You have to remember that like technology was a lot different back then. And so like electronic music especially kind of starts to get a lot cleaner as you transition from like probably, let's see, 2017 into 2020. There's like a huge difference in like how clean mixes are getting and stuff like that. But yeah, so it's a little outdated perhaps, but on that note, like when it gets to the drop, it is so like crystalline, and like this idea of like color base that is coming out with like Chime and like the like color rhythm stuff, and like I don't know, it's like very interesting that he was able to kind of get this sound this early. I think I don't know very many other people that were getting that synthesis in like 2016. Maybe I'm wrong, but I definitely don't remember hearing that until well into my time in college, like with like Nushi and his like Tsubaki stuff, as well as the like Halcyon EPs. Anyway, I'm just like talking about music now, but if you like this, maybe you'll like that. Anyway, I like how wet this track is. You'll know what I mean. Like, I think he literally sampled water. Oh, I meant to say in the Ciampo song, I think it samples a railroad, which is crazy. I also love the vocal track, just like, come on down and fight. It makes me want to make a playlist about punching things. Well, not punching things, but like fighting, you know, like the other fights by Tokyo Machine and like, I don't know, stuff by like Panther. Okay, anyway, gosh, let's just get into it. Here is Trickle. Wow, there it goes with the wet. By Mr. Bill. It's great. Thank you. All right. Oh, sorry, I had to get my headphones back on. I totally spaced out a little bit. I said totally three times now. I caught myself ahead of time that time. Anyway, I screamed in the studio a little bit when the drop hit because I was like, man, this soundscape is just so good, dude. Okay, it wasn't a scream. It's just more of like a, ah, you know, like a that's gross. But like in a good way, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Let's see. I want to do the PSA because it's an important one this time. I mean, it's always important. Sorry, I'm just like it all in my head in like a second flash through like every PSA I've ever read, and like some of them are so important. And like, okay, anyway, that was really a witticism for me. Anyway. The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date. June 1st, 2024 is Live Day 24. Okay. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune into 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours live from WMFO Studios. Live Day 24. You'll hear Read 3. Oh, okay. I'm going to read them all because you should know who you're going to see. Ronnie Deschens, Jennifer Teft and the Strange, Gene Dante, Happy Little Clouds, Sal Baglio, The Teardowns, Andrea Gillis, Lavina Falls, Peter Montgomery, and Rick Barton. Once again, catch Live Day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for Live Day 24. Don't miss a single second. Okay, wow, that was a very like WMFO-esque PSA. If you're involved in the radio at all, you know that like every single form of advertising that we do that is like outside of the scope of the radio is about being as obnoxious as possible, like just as egregiously annoying as possible about the fact that you're at WMFO and you listen to weird music. It's great. It's right where I fit in. On that note, on where I fit in, I want to play the new, there's a new Prob Cause that just dropped today, I think, and then there was also some Prob Cause that dropped a little bit earlier, and the one that dropped earlier is really exciting because, first of all, it's another track from Vibeline, which is the duo with Prob Cause and Christiara Pereira. I don't actually know how to say her last name, but she has a killer voice. I saw her live. She was there when I saw Grizz. But these three, like Prob Cause, Krishira, and Grizz, did a lot of touring together, a lot of making songs together. They're just like very tight group. And when Grizz ended his project, Prob Cause and Krishira still wanted to keep going. So they started with Vibeline, which is their duo project. But this track that came out a week ago has Grizz on it as well. So Grizz like is done with his project for now. It's on pause. He's not going to tour or do any of the like big showy stuff that like the Grizz project is really known for. But he did still master this track, and master it he did, dude, because it has like such a nice plunk in it. Like, I have no idea how to describe the sound design, but like the timber and texture of it is perfect. And I'm recognizing that there's this like kind of hollow, like chimey timbre that I really like, and so I'm gonna try and find like a bunch of songs that have it. I noticed it in the most recent Caravan Palace album, actually, because it's like littered throughout all of their songs on that album. That if I can find a bunch of songs of the sound that I'm thinking of, and if I can figure out like where those timbres are, if they match up enough, like if the vibration looks the same on all of them, it might be a tattoo, because like that noise does something to my brain. It makes me feel so good. It's so nice. Anyway, that was probably like way too much emphasis over like one sound, but it's plunky, dude. It do be plunky. Anyway, but yeah, Prob Cause and Krishira are doing that, but Prob Cause also has his own stuff that he does on his own. He's learning to produce and like doing his own music as well. Usually I think he just did like vocals. I don't know how much of a hand he had in production, honestly. I've chatted with him a little bit. He's like a really cool guy, and I like talked about him with some like writing tips and stuff. And he is all about just like living your life and like being you and just like letting it go. And like, it's great energy. I love the Prob Cause energy. So, let's get started with the more like energetic one first, and then we'll dive into the grizz one. But this is Kinetic Flavor with Gorilla Tea and Prob Cause. Goes kind of nutty. This drop is a steezer. I immediately threw it on my playlist called Gross, which is about all the songs that make my face contort when I listen to them. So here is Kinetic Flavor by Gorilla Tea and Prob Cause. The progression in the melody, or the progression in the drop, or the melody, or the whatever it is. I'm still working on my music terms, if I'm being fully honest. Like, I care so much about music, and I know a lot about like some weird idiosyncrasies about audio, but like, I'm sure that Alex, my housemate, who is like an actual musician, cringes like every time I mistake like melody versus rhythm versus harmony versus whatever. Okay, I'm much better at not getting rhythm confused with melodies and harmonies now, but we're still working on the line between those two. Anyway, really like that track. That when that drop hit, I definitely just cackled in the studio because it was really loud. It's great. I think they like revamped everything. Like, there's new software on the like tracking the levels of everything, and it looks like it wasn't made in like 1970 like the previous one, so that's really cool. And they have like new labels on all the chords and stuff. They really revamped it. Apparently they also fixed the new studio, like Studio A, or like the old studio is, so maybe one time I'll do a show in there, we'll see. Also, remember when I was talking about Mr. Bill and all that stuff, and I was like, wow, I'm talking about this too much and not playing enough music? One more thing that I wanted to talk about that I think is really, really cool that he was talking about earlier today is that, like, I'm going to try and do this, like, lightning speed, so I'm just going to talk really, really fast and we'll get over it. But previously on the show, we were talking a little bit about AI music and how, like, some artists are really scared about this, while as others are like, it'll just be another form of inspiration. And, like, most people are like, it's definitely going to disrupt the market and that's going to be very weird commercially. But, like, as an art form, like, music is still going to be totally fine. That being said, AI is being applied to music production in a lot of ways that isn't just, you know, like generating an entire song. Instead, it's about like trying to take older samples and give them the quality of newer things, kind of on the same like wavelength as when they made black and white movies, color films all of a sudden. Like, people are like, oh, wow, you're kind of like ruining the original, but like not really. You can still like watch the original if you want to, you know, but like there's also a color one now if you want. And so stuff like that. And Mr. Bill was talking about like these AI like models that you could train to basically make samples by, this is crazy to me that this works, but I guess it makes sense in my head. But if you map the sound of the sample, wow, that was a really sharp S, I apologize, map the sound of the sample out onto a spectrograph, a 512 by 512 pixel image that is like showing the frequency information of the sound, like turning it into an image, and then use those images to train a model that is made for specifically images, not sounds, to then generate other spectrographs that you can then turn back into samples. Which is crazy to me that basically like one guy was like, oh, there's an image model, image AI model on the web and I can like use it myself. I'm going to put a little pipeline in and make it work for audio just by this one like kind of back and forth between image and back. That's crazy to me that that works. And also what it's about to open up is like really, really sick, because it's going to give like a lot of mono samples some stereo information and like vice versa, so you can get like a lot more control over like what your sound sounds like over different spaces. I don't know, it's gonna be sick. I mean it's already out, but like while people learn how to use it, I think it's gonna be really cool. But what a cool way to think about things, you know, like the sound actually becomes a visual, which gets put into an electrical sequence, which gets turned back into a visual, which gets turned into an audio, which gets put into your head, which is then just a vibration. Crazy how that works, you know? Anyway, now that I'm done rambling, I got that in like a minute and a half. That wasn't too bad for the density of the topic, but probably didn't really convey it that well. In any case, let's move on. Do we have time? Let's see. Yeah, we have time for most of it. I was going to play another Slumberjack song because I've really been vibing with it lately. I like this kind of like resigned, his voice is very like triumphant, but it's like resigned as well at the same time. And I think it fits the like vocals of the song really well. And it's also just a really nice groove. So check out And I by Slumberjack and World's First Cinema if you're interested in that. But I think I'm going to try and play three songs and that will not be one of them before the show ends. But probably just two, because I do be yapping, let's be real. Let's get into the next Prob Cause, Kashiara Perry and Grizz track. This is called Good Aim. I've been playing it like crazy since I first heard it. It like immediately went on like a ton of my playlists, and I love it so much. It's a very good vibe, and it really captures like some of the, like I've been talking on the show of how I'm just like feeling a little bit more comfortable with myself and my mental and all that, and I'm like learning things about myself that are giving me a lot more comfort in just being myself. I had admittedly like great reason to fear being myself, I think, and kind of getting clarity on the fact that I don't need to is really, really great. And so now I'm like very much owning this fact that I can just like be a weirdo and it's not gonna like hurt anyone, and that's like super great. On this track is kind of like he's talking about like the Prob Cause verse is kind of him just like vibing, going through life and stuff, and he has a lot of stuff about like in the track there's stuff about like people telling him what to do or like who to like or like whatever, and he's like, bro, just like let me do my thing because I know what I want and I'm gonna go for it. And I think that's kind of been the way I've lived my life for a long time, but it got muted under so much stuff. But like I kind of recognize that like I hit the goal that I've had for like probably since I was, I don't know, 14, which was I wanted to get into college and get a job and get like financially stable so that when I decided to kind of start a family or whatever, I would be like super ready for it. And that like recognizing that I like got there was like really nice, but then I got to my job and I like just really didn't like it. And I thought that was about a problem with me because I know I like coding, but I'm learning that it's just because my job doesn't have a ton of coding in it and they're just really not using my brain the way that I like it to be used. So learning to just kind of like get more comfortable with where I'm at with my feelings and with what I think and like expressing myself and all kinds of fun stuff like that. And it's been really great. And it's nice to not have this kind of overhead fear of all the associated problems with it that maybe we'll get at to another time. It's more fun to just be cryptic on air, honestly. But here is that's such a weird segue, but here is Good Aim. I think I am very much vibing with the vibe of this track. I love the vocals or the lyrics a lot, and just kind of like do your thing. Here is Good Aim. Oh, and it's plunky. Won't you so bad I can't quit it. Tell me that you're out of my range, but this boy right here got some pretty good aim. Love like a vampire kinda sucks. I just crapped out for this my luck. Too bad, I'ma keep rolling, don't get it enough. I'm a booty addict, you should probably cut me off. You can't say I don't give a damn. Holla hootie hoo with my hooligans. Yeah, hula hoop the fruity loop. Huh? Wait, hold up. Give me your minute, man.
What are you doing with that?
Yeah, feeling good. Gotta make a comeback, Tiger Woods. Top of my game, nothing out of my range. I've been hitting them things like it ain't no thing. Dang, you the one I really want. All the homies say I should probably give it a Thought about it, not a chance. Hopeless with the romance. Been on my mind for a minute. Want you so bad, I can't quit it. Tell me that you're out of my range. This boy right here got some pretty good aim.
Give it to me.
Knows. One fish, two fish, trying to meet some blue fish. On my Dr. Seuss shit, trying not to be a Grinch. Yo, hit me when you in a pinch. Give them all, take an inch. All the mother lanes, got a ditch. I'm a hurricane, category 6.
Been on my mind for a minute. Won't you so bad, I can't quit it. Tell me that you're out of my.
All up, I want you. All up, all up, all up, all up, I want. killer track. It's so plunky. I love that sound so much. It's so good. But yeah, I like that track a lot. This kind of idea of like a lot of people like going against the grain, I think. It's not always good. In fact, I don't think it is often that good, but I've like frequently had to, I think, sometimes to like really get to where I am today. And like, I think like the one that really stood out to me while I was listening to this song was like when I went for my scholarship. First of all, I didn't like actuate it for myself. I had to have a teacher like come to me and be like, Diego, I announced this scholarship to the class, but it's actually like, I mean it for you. I'm not very good at these like subtle social things. But she was like, you need to work on this scholarship. It's a really good opportunity for you. But she was like the like one of the only people that was like really helping me with it, I would say, like at the start. Like my guidance counselor at school was basically like, you don't do this because like if you don't get the scholarship, then you're going to want to go to these colleges that are like really expensive and like your dream will be crushed or whatever. Or basically saying that I wouldn't be able to go to like expensive colleges. And like, here we are, get owned. My English teacher said I'd never be. Tell that I just turned out just fine. Okay, sorry, that's from Isis by Trainer Lucas and Logic. But ironically, the bar is about an English teacher, and the English teacher is the one that actually helped me with my scholarship. So actually, tell her that I am doing just fine, and it's all thanks to her. Thank you, Mrs. Moline. Moving on from that. Anyway, yeah, that's my encouragement. Sometimes, even if everyone's telling you not to do it, you, if you know it, you might be right about it. Just vibe, dude. Very similar song along that lines is Maybe by Jay Kutch and Adam Tell. Love it as well. I talked to Jay Kutch a little bit about the lyrics, and he was kind of telling me that it's about that vibe, so it's good stuff. I am probably going to run out of time before the next DJ shows up, but it is also like reading period, so maybe they won't show up. We can just we'll see how it goes, but I'm going to start playing it and let them take over whenever. This has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here's that Slumberjack song. You know what? Let's just get into it and let it play until the next show.
Think you're stuck in my thoughts. I bet you think you're irreplaceable, my love. But I've been on my own for some time. Another lover's touch, another skin on mine. Stars, you finally gave my best.